Is this more like what you had in mind? Running a gloved hand down between my legs, making myself moan with need as I pushed my fingers inside my hot, swollen cunt. He came over, looking down at me, all submissive and willing to be used. My dress was up around my waist, my breasts thrusting up against the wet, translucent material, so my breasts could clearly be seen. Yes, that's almost exactly what I want, he said. I could feel his swollen cock push up against my engorged pink labia. I moaned in anticipation as his thick, bulbous head slowly stretched my lips wide, and I felt the whole thickness of its solid girth slowly slide deep into my hungry, dripping, wet hole. His hands massaged my breasts through the damp material as his cock leisurely thrust in and out of my slippery, swollen gash. He started to unbutton my dress. One by one, the buttons popped as he languidly fucked my excited hole until the last button fell open, and with it, my dress. In my aroused state, I was quickly coming with every thrust. Waves of orgasm coursed through every nerve ending as I gasped out my pleasure passionately. The dog-walking stranger grasped my legs, lifting them up tight against his body so as my feet rested either side of his head. His cock was now buried deep, clamped between my thighs, and still he fucked me unhurriedly, slowly, slowly, picking up the pace. Orgasm after orgasm racked through my body powerfully. He just kept holding me in place. I could feel my clitoral hood pulled fully back, and the whole length of his cock was pressing up against my G-spot. I was grunting loudly, passionately. The ecstatic bliss of hard, stiff cock consumed me completely. As a flood of my orgasmic juices gushed deliriously out of me, I howled my joyous gratification. My whole body was shaking and shuddering uncontrollably, and his cock just kept on throttling me. As he was fucking me, he started to talk. His wife had passed, and he'd been on his own for 3 years now. He told me that after he'd seen me in my kitchen window, that he'd gone home and masturbated furiously at the thought of having me. He told me that since then, I had become quite an obsession of his, and that he stroked his cock many times to the thought of my tight hole wrapped around his cock, thinking of all the ways he'd like to fuck me. His talk heightened my pleasure. It's always intoxicating to be worshipped and fantasized over. It's even more erotically stimulating to be told this by the person fucking you. He was getting breathless, near to his orgasm, when he suddenly stopped and pulled his cock completely out of me. My body instantly responded to his withdrawal with a euphorically blissful flood of female ejaculate. I don't want to come in your pussy. Will you flip over for me? He said. Opening my eyes, I nodded a smile, weakly putting my legs on the ground. I leaned back down on the table, letting him have access to my willing body, my inflamed, swollen slit from behind. His cock slid back into my moist gash, and once again, his magnificent length slid in and out of me. But now, he took his finger and he started working my anus, stretching it, working it, relaxing it, At first, he used just one finger. Then, after a while, he was using two to tease and open my sphincter muscle. I was absolute slutty putty in his hands.